All right, let's do trash on the table, Rockstar. Hit it, man. Oh, my bad.
Who's been arrested?
Now I have to rely on myself to go to maybe a Turkey Hill or something where I don't like their donuts. I'd rather the donuts at Dunkin' Donuts. And I'm kind of dealing with it.
Who's back in rehab?
I get some coffee, Powerade, if I'm dehydrated. I sit there all the time. If I have any like legal work that I need to do, I go there. I meet with my attorneys there.
And who's hitting who?
I'm going to miss that place when it, if it don't open up. And a lot of my friends go in there, get the cold coffee, the iced coffee, I guess it's called.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash always brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right in these uncertain times. Good to know there is a local business you can trust at your side. That is our friends at Mortgage Right, celebrating 15 years of helping Alabama clients buy, build, and refinance homes. Joe Bear, Chris, Tanner, they're there for all of your needs. 815-9200 or online, MortgageRight.com. This one out of Fernley, Nevada. Sheriff's Office arrested a man after he was found living in the ceiling of a grocery store.
Always good food.
Yeah, it's hot. You can move to the air conditioning part.
That's right. Yeah. Sergeant Dan Lynch tells Colo 8 News, 35-year-old Matthew Hamar had fallen through the tile in the ceiling, crawled back into the crawl space while employees were preparing to open the store just after 6 a.m. back on September 30th. Employees called authorities who surrounded the store. After a while, they got him to come outside, and he was arrested for commercial burglary. Authorities said Hamar had been living in an area above the deli for at least a couple of days and had been stealing food from the store. This will be shocking to know. He has had run-ins with deputies in the past.
If you lived in a grocery store illegally, what would you eat at night?
That's what I was going to ask. What's the first place you go to? The store has finally closed. Nobody's stocking shelves. You grab your flashlight and you you climb down.
It'd have to be the bakery. That stuff smells so good.
Yeah, it depends on what location you're at. You know, the problem with the going to the deli would be shaving that meat. If you've ever seen The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke, you make one mad move on that.
Yeah, dice
those fingers up. Yep. But I would go cold cuts probably with some of the good breads, and then you'd have your selection of wine and beer.
Yeah.
I'd like the ice cream selection, too. I'd grab several, and you don't want to leave any tracks, so I'd have to drag it back up the chute with me. But I'd sit there, and I'd eat a scoop of chocolate and a scoop of vanilla.
Fancy.
Okay, quick question for you guys. I know we're really bad at pricing on different items, you know, from gas to milk, $1. Things like that. Is Wi-Fi expensive?
Wi-Fi?
Yeah. I've got a reason I'm asking.
I don't know what your average price for Wi-Fi would be. I'd say somewhere around $50 a month.
Damien, do you know what
it's like? I'm thinking it's like 50.
I'd say your average is $50 a month.
I'm bundled into some big groups. I don't know what any of it costs.
Well, I know.
Here's the reason I asked. Two new parents have taken up an internet provider's offer of free Wi-Fi for 18 years in exchange for naming their baby in honor of the company.
For how many years?
18.
So you're talking $600 a month for 18 years?
You're talking about $10,000.
Yeah, 10 grand. That's a small price.
That's ridiculous. I'd be so pissed if I was this kid.
No joke.
Now, Swiss internet provider Twi-Fi is currently advertising the offer on its website, stating that parents who name their little ones Twifus or Twi-Fa will surf the web free of charge until their offspring becomes an adult. It reads, quote, simply upload a photo of your child's birth certificate. After verification, Twi-Fa will give you 18 years of free internet. And one 30 and 35-year-old company who wanted to remain anonymous, they have taken a Twi-Fa up on the offer.
Wow.
Twafia is the name of the baby girl now.
These may be great parents. But if you're the kid, do you grow up and ask the question, did you value Wi-Fi over me when I was born?
Yes. Yeah. Like, obviously.
I mean, don't you ask that question at some point?
How many hard drugs were you doing when you made this decision?
I mean, but even if you weren't, you put a greater value on free Wi-Fi than you did my name. That says a lot.
That child will be bullied. I'm sorry. That child's going to get bullied.
Rockstar, you have told us before there's a lot of theaters going out of business in the middle of COVID.
Yes, there are a lot.
AMC Theaters joins a handful of cinemas letting customers rent out auditoriums for private screenings. This is a growing trend during the pandemic. AMC allows rentals up to 20 people, according to its website. Rates start at $99, excluding tax, and increase to $349, depending on the movie.
Oof.
But, you know, if you got 20 people in here, and, you know, everybody's paying $15, $20 a pop.
Yeah, do the math for me. If I got 20 people and it's 340, the maximum number.
That's $15 bucks each.
That's $15 bucks each. That's not bad at all.
Well, I'm sure they'd open concessions for you, too. You can get a $20 Coke and $62 M&Ms.
Yeah, but stuff like you didn't get to see at the theater. I don't know what the choices are like. I don't know how deep I can go. But
we're
going to
watch your grandfather's wedding.
Hey, honest to goodness, LT, don't we have an AMC by our house?
I always lose track. I don't know.
I think it is.
I think it's it's a rave.
Yeah, it is a rave. Yeah, Lance is right.
I think it's called AMC now, guys. Okay. I think they bought it.
It may be. I don't know. I lose track.
I haven't been in forever.
Yeah.
So why? What do you want to watch?
I'm just saying, if there is a movie that LT can get them and we do a night out, we take the wives and Damien's Tinder date, whoever he's got that night, and we just
here's the thing. We disagree on a lot. I don't think we ever agree on movies.
Well, there's got to be one we would all agree on.
Well, that's why I said you choose, Lance. I mean, I know you don't want to go watch any of my sappy girl stuff.
Well, let me ask you, Rocky. There's nothing out, right?
Well, but can't you watch old stuff?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if, say, for example, you were to watch Home Alone, you'd have to pay for that movie. You understand? Right. So it's $99 to rent the theater.
No.
You're going to have to pay for the movie
What is something that I don't think you've ever seen Apocalypse Now, have you?
I have not seen Apocalypse Now.
And I know Dunaway hasn't, so let's do Apocalypse Now.
That's not exactly short. It's only like, 2.5 hours?
Family viewing either. Is that, I mean, the wives are probably not going to be on board with Apocalypse Now.
Well, we'll make it a guy's night. The typical gym, Lance, I've seen bits and pieces. It has a good helicopter scene, doesn't it?
It has a great one, yeah.
Yeah.
New videos on TikTok appear to capture a bride at a Las Vegas Target who's tired of waiting. You guys tell me the answer you would have given her here. In a two-part video captured by TikTok, the user boymom_Ashley, a woman in a bridal gown, appears to confront her fiancé at the store where he works, complete with a pastor and a bridesmaid. In the clip, the woman can be heard saying, quote, "You put this ring on my finger 2 years ago. And it's time to do it or get out. Yeah, we're getting married right now or I'm leaving. I'm out. I'm done. If you don't marry me right this second."
Yeah, her, 1,000%.
Wow. Yeah, she's got a legit gripe, though. You'd give me that. A two-year engagement's quite long.
But I think the open-end engagement is always dangerous.
Yeah.
But
now that I've seen this out of her, I think I'm probably going to go the other way.
And you're going to put this on TikTok? Like, if you want to have that conversation with me.
Right.
To say, hey, look, here's the ultimatum. If you don't make a decision to marry me in the next month, 2 months, 3 months, then I've got to walk. You understand that. But to put him on the spot right here. Now, near the end, the bride spots boymom_Ashley, who's still rolling in waves. "I'm just finally making him commit," she can be heard saying. "We're getting married right now and it's over." Now, as of Saturday, there was more than 7 million views of this.
Well, he better be careful. If he's doing it on TikTok, Mick Fleetwood may roll in on a skateboard drinking ocean spray and take her away.
Okay, I've got old-timey slang terms to bolster your vocabulary. In the ketchup. You guys want to guess?
In the ketchup.
In the ketchup means I am behind on everything.
Well, it's close. You're operating at a deficit in the red, basically.
I'm in the red.
I'm in the ketchup.
The zings. I do not like getting the zings. I'll give you a hint there.
You know, hangover.
Yes, the zings are a hangover. A dog robber.
Dog robber. You're dating an unattractive male or female.
It's a baseball umpire, Dunaway. Close.
No. Dog robber.
Wet sock. I don't think anybody likes a wet sock.
A boring person at a party.
This is a limp handshake.
Oh, I do not like the wet sock, yeah.
And finally, on a toot.
Like what I am after I eat chicken wings.
Yeah, it's just like you're very, you got no plan. We're just doing this on a toot, man. We don't know.
This is on a drunken spree. That was old-timey slang terms to bolster your vocabulary.
And that is Trash on the Table brought to you by
our friends at the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right. If you're looking for the home of your dreams, these guys can put you there. Call Tanner, Joe, or Chris, 815-9200 or online, mortgageright.com.
If they hold on one more segment, one more commercial break, Braves fans want to talk to Ryan Brown face to face next on the Roundtable.